Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the seventh week of Easter, May 21st, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, "Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world." There is something deeply tender in this prayer of Jesus. It is not instruction, not correction, not even proclamation. It is intimacy. We are allowed to overhear the Son speaking to the Father, and what we hear is this: "They are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me." This is not the language of obligation. It is the language of love. Before anything else is asked of us, before mission, before sacrifice, before discipleship, there is this: we are desired. Jesus desires us to be with him, not merely to follow him from a distance, not simply to imitate him, but to be where he is. And where is he? We might be tempted to answer, "He is in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father." That is true. But the Gospel reveals something even more immediate and astonishing. Jesus is in the heart of the Father's love, and he desires to draw us into that very love, the love that existed before the foundation of the world. This means that our vocation is not first about doing, but about dwelling. There is a story told of a young novice who entered a monastery filled with zeal. He wanted to pray perfectly, serve tirelessly, and become holy as quickly as possible. He approached the old abbot and asked, "What must I do to become a saint?" The abbot smiled and said, "Come with me." He led the novice to the chapel. The sun was setting, and the room was bathed in golden light. They sat in silence for a long time. The novice grew restless. Finally, he whispered, "Father, what should I do?" The abbot replied softly, "Stay." "But do what?" "Stay. Let God look at you, and you learn to look at him." Days turned into weeks. The novice struggled. His mind wandered, his heart resisted the stillness, but slowly something began to change. The silence was no longer empty. It became filled with presence. He began to sense that he was not alone, that he was being seen, known, and loved. One day he returned to the abbot with tears in his eyes. "I understand now," he said. "Holiness is not something I achieve. It is where I remain." Jesus does not say, "Father, make them successful, or make them impressive, or even make them strong." He says, "I want them to be with me." This is the heart of contemplative spirituality: to be with him. To be with him in prayer, not rushing, not performing, not abiding, but abiding, to be with him in suffering, trusting that even in darkness he is present, to be with him in others, recognizing his face in the poor, the forgotten, the difficult, to be with him in the ordinary, washing dishes, answering emails, walking through the quiet moments of the day. He desires not just moments of our attention, but the home of our hearts. Jesus continues, that they may see my glory. In the Gospel of John, glory is not what we expect. It's not dazzling power or worldly triumph. The glory of Christ is most fully revealed on the cross, where love itself pours itself out completely. To be with him, then, is to be drawn into this paradox, that true glory is found in self-giving love. When we forgive instead of retaliating, we begin to see his glory. When we choose patience over irritation, his glory flickers into view. When we love without needing recognition, we stand on holy ground. This gospel is not a demand, it's an invitation. Jesus is praying this for you, not for the abstract, but personally. You are the gift he speaks of. You are the one he desires to be with him. And so the question is simple, but not easy. Will you remain? Will you allow yourself to be loved even when you feel unworthy? Will you stay in his presence even when it feels dry or silent? Will you trust that being with him is enough? Because in the end, heaven is not a place we earn. It is a relationship we enter more fully. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you who prayed that we might be with you, draw us into the heart of your Father. Teach us to remain, to rest in your presence without fear, to trust in your love without condition, to seek not what we can do for you, but simply to be with you. Open our eyes to your glory, hidden in love, revealed in sacrifice, and alive in the quiet places of our lives. May we never forget that we are your gift, and that your deepest desire is to bring us home. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.